It's February 26th, and this is the Civil War Podcast. It was on this day in 1864 that President Lincoln issued Executive Order No. 76. The order reads in part, "The President directs that the sentences of all deserters who have been condemned by court-martial to death, and that have not been otherwise acted upon by him, be mitigated to imprisonment during the war at the Dry Tortugas, Florida." The U.S. Constitution bestows the President with the power to grant clemency, pardons, and to commute sentences. Lincoln, who once confessed plainly that events have controlled him, and spoke euphemistically about facing the arithmetic to win the war by attrition, gladly availed himself of this power whenever he felt it just. To quote journalist David R. Locke, "No man on earth hated blood as Lincoln did, and he seized eagerly upon any excuse to pardon a man when the charge could possibly justify it." As Lincoln put it, his leading qualification for withholding a pardon was, quote, "When I can settle in my mind whether this soldier can better serve the country dead than living." Living was more often than not the judgment, excepting 267 serious charges of brutality or corruption. John Nicolay reported that Wednesday mornings were devoted to the continued examination of the court-martial cases. In these sessions, Lincoln granted pardons in 82% of the civil cases brought before him. As for military cases, he made it known he was unwilling for any boy under 18 to be shot, but his humanity extended even to older and less innocent parties. At the 1865 Hampton Roads Conference, he assured the anxious Confederate ambassadors that he would use his pardoning power to save any repentant sinner from hanging. And a few weeks later, sensing the imminent Confederate defeat, he instructed Grant and Sherman, quote, "I want no one punished. Treat them liberally all around. We want those people to return to their allegiance to the Union and to submit to the laws." Even the Confederate High Command was to be allowed to escape the country rather than be tried and hanged for their offenses. Lincoln was notorious and maligned for his leniency. Cabinet members harumphed at his weakness, and some officers were galled at the lapse of military discipline. As was his wont, Lincoln employed humor to deflect some of the criticism. He referred to the accused cowards as "my leg cases," and philosophized, "If Almighty God gives a man a cowardly pair of legs, how can he help their running away with him?" A humorous anecdote shows that Tad Lincoln inherited more of his mother's vindictiveness than his father's forbearance. A young White House guest wrote of Tad Lincoln's Zouave doll, Jack, who was regularly tried before a court-martial of child judges for sleeping on duty or desertion of his post. Jack was repeatedly found guilty and sentenced to death by firing squad, then buried on the grounds. The White House gardener, aghast at many open graves dug up around his delicate rose bushes, suggested the rambunctious boys request a presidential pardon for once, which Lincoln cheerfully signed. Quote, "The doll Jack is pardoned by order of the President, A. Lincoln." This was one presidential pardon that was not respected. Tad later declared Jack a spy and hanged him from a tree. Tad Lincoln's disobedience had some grown-up parallels. Tecumseh Sherman would later expedite executions without bothering the President, so Lincoln could not intervene. Other generals followed this tack too, but in one instance, Benjamin Butler brought a case to Lincoln specifically for the expected clemency. He explained that, quote, "A pardon had better come from the President, perhaps induced by the thought that a pardon from him would be no reflection upon the court, or intimation that the commanding general ever had any occasion to change his mind upon such a matter." While frustrating to his generals, Lincoln's pardons gratified his troops. His policy was well known in the ranks, and this boosted morale amongst the army. Their appreciation of him was manifest in the 1864 election results. Nearly 76% of the soldier votes cast went to Lincoln, whereas his civilian vote tally was 64%. He also used the clemency power in an effort to keep the border states in line. His generosity towards Kentucky applicants saw that state receive more warrants than any other. The pardons were used to encourage desertion among the Confederate ranks, to earn the respect of the citizens, and, in one very special case, granted amnesty to Lincoln's sister-in-law, the widow of a Confederate general who was traveling back to her home in Union-occupied Kentucky. Lincoln signed his final pardons on the day of his assassination, remarking of the last case, quote, "I think the boy can do us more good above ground than underground." The next day, Sergeant Smith Stimmel recounted the words of a cavalryman found weeping with the rest of Washington in the wake of Lincoln's death. The trooper explained, quote, "It probably means more to me than it does to you. He signed an order that saved me from being shot." Wrote Stimmel, "When we recount how he saved many from being shot, I often think how the words that were applied to our Savior as he hung upon the cross might be applied to Lincoln, though in a different sense. He saved others, himself he cannot save." You've been listening to the Civil War Podcast, a weekly podcast researched, written, and read by Aaron McGuire, with music by Tom Nagy. Thank you for listening.